play-by-play coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to Alleman High School. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Cody McIntyre, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. About 15 minutes later than usual for the tip-off because the sophomore game was so tightly contested. Galesburg lost that one by 1-54-53. See what the varsity can do here tonight, trying to snap a three-game losing streak. Earlier this season, way back in December, seems like a long time ago, and really over the course of a high school basketball season, from early December to early February is a long time in passing, given the number of games and the number of places that these teams can go. But Galesburg won that game really fairly easily and certainly decisively, Jim Lee. And I would be surprised if it goes that way again tonight. Silver Streaks, I think they're going to be in a real dogfight. Going to have to play well here. In fact, I was thinking about Pat Rangel was talking about in the pregame how he felt like his team played 32 full minutes. How often have we heard Mike Reynolds say throughout the season, I'm still waiting for our guys to do that. They might better well start tonight.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I look back, and we both did it. We got here at the scorebook tonight. I remember the score was 54-32, which wasn't close in the first meeting. I'd forgotten that it was 32-13 at halftime. I mean, just a destruction of the Pioneers in that first half down at John Thiel Gym. So I think that's job one for Alleman is to avoid that blowout early. But Silver Streaks are in the same boat. As Mike has told us a number of times, we don't have the offensive firepower to get behind by 15 points or 20 right. points. It's just too hard to come back. So got to be ready to play from the opening tip. And like you said, give us four full quarters.
Silver Streaks will go with the same starting five as they have for pretty much the entire season with a very few exceptions. And Galesburg wins a hard contested tip right off the bat. Got deflected in the backcourt. Silver Streaks had to fend off a couple of Pioneers to control the tip. Ross down low to T.J. Pendleton. Drives baseline, leaves it off for DeAndre, wide open for the lay-in on the left low blocks.
Yeah, nice look from T.J. I think initially he was thinking shot, but then when he saw DeAndre wide open there right in front of him, just dropped it off and Morin finished it.
Rock Island taking on Quincy tonight. United Township playing Moline. We'll keep an eye on those games going on around the area in Western Big Six boys basketball. Conference all but decided, though, with UT unbeaten at 7-0 and Quincy with that big loss here at Alleman last week. Defeated into Jacob Sheldon down on the low blocks on the right side, and he fights up and in over T.J. Pendleton. And we're tied at 2 here within the first minute of the game. Cross midcourt, Harden. The defense comes out high. Mark reverses directions to the left to Ross on the left wing. Jacob puts the ball on the floor, works his way to the top of the arc. Pendleton comes out high for it. Let's see how active the Silver Streaks try to get their big guys on the inside. DeAndre to the low blocks gets cut off. Deflected pass, stolen away from the backside by Hodge. Streaks turn it over. One or two passes too many. Here's a left corner. Three swish for Colin O'Keefe. And Alleman up 5-2.
Yeah, O'Keefe really singled out by Coach Pat Rangel for what he brought to the team in that upset last week over Quincy. A good leader, gets the offense going, and a rainbow of a three from the corner that time.
And DeAndre Morin travels with it. Knifing in from the left side off the wing, dragged his pivot foot. So Rangel mentioned O'Keefe. Coach Reynolds for the Silver Streaks talked about Ryan Hodge and how much a difference he feels that Hodge has made for the Pioneers since we saw them back in December. Hodge was not entirely healthy, but he is now. The Pioneers lead 5-2. A fake jumper at the free throw line by O'Keefe kicks it out for another three. That's an air ball. Alleman picks it up under the basket. But then Sheldon steps on the baseline and gives it back to Galesburg.
Now, Alleman going to pull back. Don't expect to see a whole lot of pressure from them. It's one of the things that Pat Rangel said in dealing with Galesburg, the way Mike Reynolds is just constantly changing up defenses can be a problem. His guards have to be aware every time they have the ball of what's going on.
Morin on the left wing, down low to Pendleton. Spin nice. Move right around Sheldon for the layup in the low blocks.
I'm not sure Sheldon could stop that all night with that move by TJ. That was nice.
Had that quick drop step down to the baseline and completely caught Sheldon flat-footed. Left side on the wing, this is Andrew Barrett. Again, Ryan Hodge, 6'1 senior, Barrett a 6'3 junior, Colin O'Keefe, who's already hit a three. Down low it goes to Sheldon, who gets position, leans in and banks it in off the glass for a 7-4 Alleman lead. Nathan Graves, a 6'5 senior, the fifth starter for the Pioneers. Harden across midcourt. Pendleton comes out high. Carl sets a screen at the free throw line, feeds it over to Harden from Pendleton on the left side. Up top to Ross, works his way left along the arc. Briefly lost a handle on it. Harden has it now. Drives into the lane. Stop. Turns around. Scoops it out. Carl up top. Leaves it off for Moron on the right side. Not quite 3 minutes into the game. It's 7-4 Pioneers. Ross dribbles it. A lot of control at the free throw line, but he corrals it. Harden has it now. Working his way right side top of the arc. Stops. Reverses. Gets it off to Carl. Jacob to the free throw line. Dishes it out. Harden to the baseline. Cut off there. Leaves it off behind him to Ross. Good defense by Alleman here. Streak's having a hard time finding a shot. Morin down low to Carl. Left side of the lane. Fakes, drives in the lane, up with the right hand. Missed it. Rebound comes back to him. Follow, and he gets fouled. Jacob battling hard. Looked like he really wanted that one, and he gets a couple of free throws as a result.
Yeah, as always, very physical inside. A good strong move right in the middle of the lane. But as so often happens, he just a lot of times doesn't quite have the touch to get that thing in. First time, hung around, get a second opportunity, and we'll get free throws for it.
First of the game on Nathan Graves. Carl to the free throw line. Just over 61% on the season. 35 of 57 from the free throw line, and the first one is good.
Nice delivery from Jacob that time. Measured it. Perfect arch. You'd think he was a 90% free throw shooter on that one.
Yeah, I'd love to see him that or better here in this game. Second one off the back iron. Straight up and drops down through the cylinder. 7-6, streaks within one. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. At Don Morris Gymnasium. Renovated this place a few years ago. It looks terrific.
Sure
floor,
does.
Bright lights up top as Alleman throws it away on the other end. Pass thrown behind O'Keefe into the fans to our right.
And for as much as you're the visiting team, you don't like all the noise the student body for Alleman makes. Kids just bring so much energy, whether it's the high school or college game. They're having 70s night here. They're all dressed up in hippie outfits. It's a lot of fun. They're right next to us and just love the energy of the kids.
Jacob Ross way too long on the three-pointer. Rebound TJ with a put back. That won't go. Carl rests the rebound away on the low blocks and a tie-up called, and Alleman will get it back on the held ball. Ross's three-pointer was way off the mark. Good job by TJ when that hard rebound came back at him quickly, but he couldn't hit the turnaround in the lane. And now Alleman has it back, leading 7-6. See on the far side from us in the Galesburg section, of course, Principal Jeff Houston, former basketball coach here at Galesburg. Got to believe he's got some memories. Here's a foul underneath the shot from out high on Graves, but we're going to have a foul. Are we going to call it on the Silver Streaks? I'm still not entirely clear who the official is pointing at. He's going to call it on Jacob Ross, trying to fight through a screen for knocking his defender down. First of the game on Ross, first on the Silver Streaks. Lob on the inbound goes to Graves, goes up high for it. Pendleton picks it away, but Alleman bats it away right back. Down to the low blocks, up and in, and a foul. They feed it to Shelton. He's got a chance at an and one.
As the season has gone along, to me, that's one of the things that's a real problem for the Streaks. Those type of exchanges we rarely come out on top in. Other teams just seem to be a little quicker in transition, a better passing teams, know where each other is on the court, and finish well, and we just, even when we get advantages 2-on-1 or 3-on-2, are not real adept at making that happen.
Foul on DeAndre Morin leads to a three-point play for Jacob Sheldon, who has 7 of the Alleman 10 points already. He's outscored the Silver Streaks single-handedly, but the Streaks with just 6 on the board, trailing by 4. Harden leaves it off for Ross, curls around, pulls up from the baseline, knocks it down.
Maybe Jacob would be better off shooting that shot than being set out high, because he hasn't had any success just shooting 27% on the season. Get him on the move, maybe. He might feel a little more comfortable.
To the baseline, working his way in. Sheldon cut off, kicks it to the outside. Jumper is good for Ryan Hodge from about 18 feet away. 12-8 Alleman. Boy, this team just looks like it's playing with a ton of confidence, doesn't
it? Sure does. Yep. A whole new ball team than what we saw on December the 9th.
which, as Jim pointed out, they had 15 points in the first half. They have 12 already here with 3 minutes still to go in the first quarter. Carl up top, and I have him with only one missed shot tonight, too. And now a reach-in hand check foul called on Colin O'Keefe. Knocked the ball out of DeAndre Morin's hands way up high, right out in front of everybody. There was nothing happening, so everybody's eyes were on those two, and that was an easy call for the official to make. Second of the game on Alleman. One on Graves, one on O'Keefe now. And now a whistle away from the ball, and the officials are going to talk things over between Mark Harden and whom? Andrew Barrett, maybe?
Yep. Is it Hodge?
Yeah, it's Hodge.
Okay, he's laughing about it now.
Hodge is just riding Mark out there. Streaks on the inbound to Ross. To the right side, picks up his dribble on the elbow. Needs help, feeds it down low to Carl. Inlet pass, batted away. Harden gets it, got hit from behind. No foul and a turnover. Leaving it off other end, layup is good for O'Keefe.
There again, you get a helter-skelter play, and the other team always seems to come out with a basket.
How many times did Lake Forest Academy beat the Silver Streaks down court? With a foul in the half court, or turnover rather. Here's DeAndre down low, ball knocked away, gets it back, can't hit the shot. Carl with the rebound, put back in and out. Rebound Graves.
Jacob probably got away with over the back that time.
Sure saw some of the Alleman fans screaming for it. Alleman going for it on the far sideline, knocking it out of bounds. Graves gets hit as he goes up in the air, falls into the Streaks bench. He comes up asking why there was no foul called. The Streaks are going to get it back. 2:03 to go, first quarter, 14-8 Pioneers. Second turnover there, Jim, for the Pioneers, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Two on them, three on the Silver Streaks. Galesburg trails by six. Down low, TJ in the lane, gets triple teamed, and a hand check foul called on the floor. That might be against Sheldon, and that would be his first. Third Alleman team foul.
Yeah, to some degree, I suppose, if you're the Silver Streaks, if we can be within 4 points at the quarter, you've staved off Alleman's initial energy, because every team's going to come out of their home court with a lot of thrust, and then if you can stay in the game as it settles in, maybe you can make it your own. So right now, let's just stay close to this thing in the last 2 minutes of the first quarter and see what happens.
The initial thrust you talk about, especially coming off that huge win over Quincy last week, and you know that they're believing they can win this one, but these two teams battling it out for fifth place in the conference, both with only one win. And now a delayed call, but that's an offensive foul called on Jacob Ross. He leaned in. That was a long time before the official called that one.
Well, Pat Rangel called that one.
Yeah.
Coach for Alleman was very demonstrative, and by all rights. I'm not saying it was the wrong call. Yeah.
Because Jacob leaned into him pretty hard.
But I don't think he would have made the call if Coach Rangel hadn't have demonstrated what happened there.
I would agree. Cornell Dotson, Andrew Anderson in for the Silver Streaks, along with Morin Pendleton and Harden. On the second foul on Jacob Ross, and the fourth Galesburg turnover. O'Keefe on the dribble out high, picks it up in the midcourt as it almost got away from him. Now Hodge working around, and a foul called on Harden trying to fight through a screen. That'll be the first of the game on Mark Harden. Four team fouls on Galesburg now. Just over a minute to go first quarter with the Streaks trailing by six. Galesburg scored the first basket of the game. Alleman scored the next five, and they've led the entire way since so far. Again, 63 seconds to go in the first quarter. Pass into the backcourt to Hodge, who brings it across under a minute to go now. Coming out high for it, Saurabh Patwal. A couple of players out of India for Alleman. Got some attention in the Quad Cities media early in the season. Putting the ball on the floor, Shelton, cut off by Pendleton, leaves it off for Hodge down the lane. Streaks knock it loose. Pendleton battling for it, gets to it before Hodge does, and the Streaks force the turnover. Dotson into the front court, has his pocket picked from behind, gets down on the floor with it, tied up by two Alleman players, and the Streaks will keep it on the held ball.
Yeah, so many times Cornell comes in, he's got the offense. I mean, he's confident, but he doesn't have much awareness of what's going on around him. He gets sloppy with his dribble, and that time just got clean from behind.
6-point Alleman lead, just under 32 seconds to go first quarter. Streaks hang on to the ball on the alternating possession. Harden to inbound to the right of his own basket. Looking up high, now looking left, now throws it up top to Morin. Back at the volleyball line, DeAndre puts a dribble on the floor, kicks it out Anderson left side, splits the defenders, and a foul on the floor as he tried to go around Will Mim and Colin O'Keefe. I think they're going to call Mim on a little hip check. They give it on Ryan Buskirk instead. That's four team fouls on Alleman now. The officials are not hesitating to blow the whistles in the first quarter here. Four team fouls each, 26 seconds to go. In the left corner, Dotson. Up top, Anderson dribbles right, reverses back to Cornell on the wing. Cornell with a dribble up top. Ball batted away. Has to dive for it. Gets to it first. Now the Streaks may have numbers briefly. Cornell gets it over to Pendleton. Right side over to Harden with 10 seconds to go. Harden reverses. Now left side, Dotson under the wing. Goes over to DeAndre on the left sideline in front of us, and he calls a timeout with a trap double team coming on top of him with 2.7 seconds to go in the quarter. DeAndre calls a timeout when the trap came, so he avoids the turnover, and it will give Mike Reynolds a chance. He wants to know where the Streaks are going to inbound it so he can set up this play on the inbound and try to get off a clean shot before the end of the quarter.
And again, for my money, if our guards are aware and quick thinking, T.J. Pendleton was open in the middle of the lane. Yeah, he had one guy behind him, but a one-on-one like that, get him the ball with 5 seconds to play. We passed on that. Then we got trapped over along the sideline and end up having to take a timeout because our guards didn't get the ball to the post player who wanted it and was open.
Thanks for being with us here on WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Cody McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks boys basketball from Don Morris Gymnasium. As we've entered the month of February, starting to wind down the regular season, Silver Streaks trying to get their second win of the year in the conference, both against the Pioneers. Trailing by six here on the inbound from the left sideline. Trying to find somebody. They finally get it into TJ for three, and he airballs it. And time expires at the end of the first quarter. 14-8 Alleman after one quarter at Don Morris Gym. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
We helped the bridal party decorate the van. We drove the newlyweds through town blasting our horn. Being part of a wedding celebration was definitely a first for the handy van. We were contacted by the mother of the groom, and she explained that her son used a mobility device to get around. She said her son and his new bride needed transportation to the reception and wondered if we could help. Absolutely. And after partying with family and friends, Handy Van picked the newlyweds up and took them to their final destination to begin their new life together. Handy Van, helping you live independently.
Win cash this winter. Up to $500 just by wearing the new blue WGIL button. Pick one up today at one of our participating sponsors listed online at WGIL.com.
Entry pass on the Alleman first possession of quarter number two leads to a shooting foul. That's the first of the game on Andrew Anderson, and it'll put Nathan Graves at the free throw line. Didn't take a shot in the first quarter, but he didn't have to as Jacob Sheldon knocked down seven, and Colin O'Keefe had five. 14-8 is the Alleman lead as we begin quarter number two. Graves makes the first free throw. Second one rolls out, and T.J. Pendleton gets the rebound. 15-8 Pioneers, biggest lead of the game so far for Alleman, looking for its second straight Western Big Six Conference victory. Both here at Don Morris Gym. Jacob Ross for three.
Wow,
way too long. Almost banked it in. Rebound Ryan Hodge. Second three-pointer Ross has shot tonight, both of them way off the mark. At the free throw line, Graves down the right side of the lane, puts it up and in over T.J. Pendleton. 17-8 Alleman.
Andrew Anderson in the game, he was the crunch time player of the game last Friday night. Like to see him get it and go to the basket here a little bit. We could use somebody to attack the rim.
Alleman playing with a lot of energy here, leading by nine. Ross up top. There's Andrew with it now. Drives left. Nope, stops, cuts, kicks it out. Harden with it now on the wing. Had Anderson cutting to the basket. They keep it on the outside. To Morin on the right wing. Fakes left, drives light, cut off on the baseline, kicks it out. Anderson drives, dishes it back behind, and T.J. open up and in with the left hand.
Boy, athletic play. T.J. had to fight off a defender to get the ball and then switches from the right to the left as he's in midair and banked it in with the left hand.
Pendleton with four. Silver Streaks trail 17-10. Minute and a half into the second quarter. On the right side, Will Mim with it. He feed it back out into the hands of Ryan Hodge. 6'1 senior working his way left. trying to direct traffic. Harden sticking with him in the man defense. Now fights around the screen on the reversal over left side to Graves. Into the lane, batted away. Pendleton picked up by Anderson. Stops at half court, waits for his teammates to catch up. Fourth Alleman turnover. Let's see if the Streaks can make some points out of it. Harden around his man. Drives up with the right hand. Offensive foul called as Graves got back down court, waited for him in the lane, and drew the charge. Second of the game on Harden. Five turnovers on the Silver Streaks.
Now, offensively, when the other team in this court especially is playing really good defense, it just seems like you've got no room to breathe. It's a compact gymnasium, and I guess it'd be like watching an NBA game. First time I went, I thought, how can the court hold all these guys, all these tall people? Well, you don't have to be that tall here, but just the amount of people in here and the other teams all over you, it just seems like there's nowhere to go with the basketball, and Alleman forced a turnover.
17-10 Alleman, 2 minutes into the second quarter. On the left side, this is Guarov. Putzwald pulls up from the baseline, shot short. Alone for the rebound is Cornell Dotson on the weak side. Galesburg trailing by seven with the ball. Dotson into a double team on the left side and a reach-in hand check foul call. It's either on Hodge or Graves. And it's on Graves, his second. Graves with all three of Alleman's points here in the second quarter. Didn't take a shot in the first quarter. And he's one of their team leaders. Defensively, offensively, rebounding, all facets of the game. And for the time being, Coach Pat Drangle leaves him on the floor. Out high, Ross dribbles around his man, into the lane, up with the right hand, kept the ball behind him. Offensive rebound comes back to him, and he banks it in on the putback.
Would love to see more of that with Jacob Ross, with that height attacking the basket. And now he always has to watch, keep that left arm down, don't push off, but he can be a real factor using his size in there.
Graves around Carl to the baseline and hits it up with the reverse. And he's got all five of his in the second quarter. Alleman back up by seven. 19-12 Pioneers. 5 minutes to go for the half. Dotson across midcourt. Works his way right around a Carl screen. Hands off to Ross in front of the Alleman bench. Dribbles left up top. Open for three. Shoots. Airballs it. So his first two were way long. And this one is well short. And he's 0 for 3 from behind the arc.
Now, and they're, again, settling for a jump shot when he could have gone down the lane again. He'd come off the screen left side, could have gone right inside, maybe made the same thing happen as last time, but settled for a pull-up jumper. Wasn't even close.
Streaks trailing by seven here, not quite halfway through the second quarter. Galesburg scored the first basket of the game. Alleman came right back, took the lead, and has led the whole way since. Hodge up top with Guarov Patwal. Works his way right, reverses left, back over to Hodge on the left side. Dribbles back as the Streaks extend the defense. Galesburg in a 1-3-1 here. Hodge pulls up, shoots over it, way long. Rebound saved by Graves, out of bounds, and it'll go back to the Silver Streaks. Second time Graves has hit the deck. He wanted a foul called on Jacob Ross going for that weak side rebound. You might remember earlier in the first quarter, he went into the Galesburg bench trying to go after a loose ball and claiming he was pushed.
Well, he's a battler, no question. You can see why, you know, in one respect, Quincy gave us so much trouble in the post, and you can see how especially Graves is able to battle down there and probably help negate some of those strong post players for Quincy last week.
And might be trying to sell everything like they can on Jacob Ross anyway,
sure.
Already with two fouls. Up top, Morin. Defense all over him. Brendan Hurd into the game, a six-foot junior. DeAndre takes it to the low baseline, leaves it off, cutting down the lane. TJ got pushed from the backside, stepped out of bounds, and a foul called from the backside.
Yeah, Jacob
Sheldon.
Yeah,
he went down hard, and he's still laying on the deck on his back.
Yeah, he went way up high thinking the man was going to go up for the shot, and then when he didn't, slid off of his back and went down onto the floor. And we were just talking in the first game how so often these high school kids just bounce right back up from those things and amaze you. This time, he's going to be okay, but he's not bouncing right back up. He may have lost his wind on that
one. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. He's talking to the trainers, leaning down in front of him, and he's talking. Now he's laughing, it looks like. And I thought so, too. The way he went down, if he just had the wind knocked out of him, going flat on his back like he did, hopefully his head didn't ricochet off the floor. Now the trainer's going to help him at least sit up. And he's shaking his head no at whatever the trainer is saying. Probably you want to come out of the game knowing these kids and how much they want to stay in. He's up now and walking off under his own power and gets a good hand from the crowd, especially from the student section behind him. 3:54 to go first half. 19-12 Alleman. Graves sits down, or rather Sheldon sits down after the brief stoppage of play for the injury and his second foul on top of it. Nathan Graves stays on the floor with two fouls, six Alleman team fouls, six on the Silver Streaks, and Galesburg to inbound left of the basket. Ross to pull the trigger, looking out high, now gets it into Carl. Dribbles it once, reverses left, goes right, down to the floor. Can't hit the bank shot. Graves with a rebound for the Pioneers.
Again, an excellent move by Carl, but just not a good finish.
3:40 to go here in the first half. Feeding it left side. Hodge around his man, leaves it off behind him, intended for Mim, and the Streaks pick it off and pull it away.
Pendleton with those quick hands again. He's forced, I think, about every turnover against Alleman so far.
Now travel on the Silver Streaks at the other end. Second turnover of the quarter, six for the game. Galesburg just can't cut into that Alleman lead. Alleman's offense has kind of stalled out here. Their only 5 points are from Nathan Graves with 3:20 to go in the quarter, but the Streaks haven't cut into the deficit. In fact, they were down six at the quarter. They're down seven now, so they've actually lost ground. Here's a jumper by Graves. High post. Ooh, in and out. Rebound deflected into the hands of Carr. Got a break there. Ball was halfway down. Dotson leaves it off for Ross. Fakes, drives, low blocks, pump fakes, puts it up short, but he's fouled, and Jacob will get two free throws. Ross hasn't been to the line a whole lot this season. This 48th and 49th attempts of the year. That is the third foul on Nathan Graves. Did I hear that right? It is. So that's pretty big for the Silver Streaks. I don't know that Pat Rangel has a choice now but to take him out. But that might also get Sheldon back into the game. No move so far as the first free throw by Ross is up and in. And it will be Sheldon back into the game for Graves.
Could be a key part of this ball game. Graves very important for them inside. We'll have to sit the rest of the half. Streaks with a chance to make a move here. We finally got off that 12 mark. Ross with the first free throw and the second on the way.
Just under 3 minutes to go for the half. Second free throw good as well. Ross with four in the quarter, six for the game. Streaks trail by five, 19-14. Alleman will bring it across midcourt. So they're only 5 points in the quarter, just went to the bench with the third foul, so who's it going to be now? Sheldon, of course, had seven in the first quarter, and O'Keefe had five. On the right side, this is Brendan Hurd with it. Down low it goes. They go right to Sheldon to the outside. Hodge for three. Granger. He's got five in the game now, and just like that, Alleman's back up by eight. Couple three-pointers in the game. Again, they hit 11 against Quincy last week in the victory. 2:20 to go for the half here. Leading by eight. Pendleton on the left side. Puts the ball on the floor. In the lane. Got freed up. Soft shot off the back rim and drops through. He's got six.
Yeah, especially with Graves out of the game. Anytime you can get TJ that ball now, he's got a decided advantage no matter who's on him.
Elsewhere in the Western Big Six, Quincy with a 14-11 lead over Rock Island after one. 2 minutes to go for the half here. Streaks down six. To the right side, Sheldon. Streaks give him room to shoot. He fires a 17-footer. It's in and out and then rolls through. Kid hasn't missed a shot tonight. He's got nine. They backed off him, left him wide open, said go ahead and shoot it, and he did. And he made him pay. Galesburg down eight again. Ross with the drive at the other end. Misses over the basket that time. Rebound, Colin O'Keefe. Alleman could go up double digits here late first half. On the right side, three. Mim airballs it. Rebound T.J. Pendleton underneath. Galesburg trying to cut back into it. Under a minute and a half to go for the half. Ross on the right side. Love to see him get it to the inside here. Jacob Carl pulls up high post. Way off the mark. Rebound off Pendleton. Battle for it. Streak still going for it. Morin tackles her, who gets the rebound, and then Alleman throws it away at the other end. Trying to find Hodge cutting into the far corner, setting up for three, but they overthrew it. Well, it hadn't been pretty here tonight, Jim, especially in the second quarter. But Alleman has actually added to the lead, and the Streaks just can't find a way to cut into the deficit.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's always a physical ball game. The sophomore game was a physical game. There were a lot of fouls shot in the first half of that one. It went a long time. You might have thought we played in overtime, but we didn't. It was just about an hour and a half ball game for the sophomores. And so here we are with a minute before the half, and these teams playing every bit as aggressive in the varsity game.
Streaks down eight with the ball under a minute to go. Alleman nearly steals it away, saved in the corner, and then losing it out of bounds right in front of us to our left. Streaks will hang on to it. Quincy's opened up a 12-point lead over Rock Island with under 3 minutes to go in the first half there. Here, 52 seconds to go, 24-16. Alleman streaks for the ball. Alleman's played terrific hustle defense. has really denied everything the Silver Streaks have tried to do in the offensive half court. On the inbound to Harden up top, trying to work around an Anderson screen. Hesitation drive by Mark, pulls up on the right side, kicks it out. DeAndre, top of the arc for three, off the back iron. And a foul on the rebound by Anderson, trying to set up and clear out Alleman underneath. So it'll go back to the Pioneers. And that's the first of the game off the bench, second of the game on Anderson.
They go to the bonus.
Both teams in the bonus, 40 seconds to go. And it'll be Andrew Barrett shooting a 1-1. Scoreless in the game to this point. 24-16 Alleman. 8-point Pioneer lead. Matches their biggest lead of the first half so far, and that free throw is well off the mark. T.J. Pendleton with a rebound. Silver Streaks with the ball, trailing by 8, 30 seconds to go for the half. Ross up top on a hesitation drive all the way to the low blocks. Fires it up from there. Rebound put back by TJ. How he gets so many of his points. And the Streaks need every one of them here tonight, trailing by 6.
Every team in the conference, as they practice for Galesburg, tries to deal with how to handle TJ Pendleton on the putbacks. And he's ever ready and just bumped a guy out of the way and took that one.
And then Harden intercepts a pass in the lane, nearly stealing it away, but his momentum took him out of bounds. 6 seconds to go. Alleman to inbound under the basket. Pendleton has 6 in the quarter, 8 for the game to go along with 5 rebounds. He has 6 of the Streaks, 10 second quarter points. Now Ross will sit down for the final 6 seconds. Nick Fields comes in. Mark Harden sits down, along with Cornell Dotson on the floor with Pendleton, Anderson, and Morin. On the inbound right of the basket, bounce pass in, step back jumper from 15 feet, no. Offensive rebound, Alleman. That won't go. Pendleton with a rebound gets knocked down, and that's how the first half ends. With Alleman leading 24-18 after a 10-10 standstill in the second quarter. Look at the first half stats when we come back. We'll also talk with the Streaks coaching staff, and we'll check out other Western Big Six scores from around the area. Alleman leads Galesburg by 6 at the break, 24-18. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
You want trendy new looks like glitter prints, but you like the quality of Heat Seal lettering.
Well, that's easy. Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee uses Heat Seal and can do all the cool new stuff, too.
Oh, sweet! You have some really good ideas for screen-printed shirts, but they're intricate, and you don't need 20 of them. You want, like, 2.
Hello? Breedlove's. They do great custom-made work whether you want one shirt or 100. You can go to BreedloveSports.com right now and start designing.
For your next screen printing project.
It's gotta be Breedloves.
In downtown Kewaunee.
You've got ideas. Now you need someone you can trust to implement them. Mad craftsmen with tons of experience and pictures to prove it. Meet Courtright Construction of Oneida. A new kitchen or a new house. These perfectionists will blow you away. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. By Arby's. The new Arby's is now open on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include St. Vincent de Paul, the First Lutheran Food Pantry, and Feed My Lambs in Abingdon. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Halftime at Don Morris Gymnasium. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Cody McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Silver Streaks trailing Alleman 24-18 here at the half. Totally different team from what we saw back in December. In fact, if you were at the game at John Thiel Gymnasium, the Silver Streaks won that game by 20-plus, holding the Pioneers to just 32 for the night. We told you at the beginning of the game, of course, we haven't seen them since then either, but we told you it's going to be a different team, and It is a completely different team here tonight. Team playing with a world of confidence. Their defense has been terrific. Silver Streaks really haven't been able to get much of anything in the flow of the offense. And I guess in a lot of ways, Jim, I feel fortunate to be down by just six here.
Yeah, I was hoping we could narrow that gap a little more when Graves went to the bench with his third foul with about 3 minutes left in the quarter, but we just weren't able to get a whole lot done.
It just really denied the Streaks inside game so well so far.
Well, they haven't yet. They've been able to do it and cover up the perimeter. Mark Harden is a marked man. He's by far our best perimeter shooter, and he can't get a shot off. And so, in fact, he did closing minutes there. We were trying some different combinations, but if Mark's not able to shoot from the outside, we better get the ball inside.
Let's take a look at our first half statistics. Brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. As always, we start off with the team numbers.
All right, Galesburg at 33% first half, 7 of 21. Good enough to keep us in the game, but not get on top. Alleman, 55%. They were 10 of 16 before missing their final three shots of the half there. So the Pioneers, another good shooting performance in the first half of this one. Rebounding edge to Galesburg right now, 13-9 on the boards. Both teams with seven turnovers, got a little helter-skelter there at times in the second quarter with teams exchanging turnovers. But all that matters is what's on the scoreboard right now, and that's a six-point Alleman lead.
Three-point shooting, Alleman just 2 of 6. Silver Streaks 0 for 5 from behind the arc. Alleman 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Silver Streaks 4 of 4. Galesburg trailing by 6. 24-18. We'll take a timeout, come back, take a look at the individual scoring, talk things over with the Streaks coaching staff, and get a word from other Western Big Six scorers from around the area tonight. UT and Moline playing each other. Rock Island and Quincy doing battle as well. Here tonight, Galesburg sophomores lost by 1, 54-53. Varsity trails at the half, 24-18. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball Halftime Coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
Employer, tired of not finding qualified candidates to hire? Old methods not working anymore? Reach active and passive candidates when you use the power of radio combined with this region's very own job board, Galesburg.info, keyword jobs. You'll talk to them at work, home, and at play. That's the power of radio.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, by attorney Robert Lindstrom in the bodybuilding in downtown Galesburg, and by Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy for the rest of tonight, a low of 13. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, the high of 36, becoming partly cloudy overnight tomorrow night, a low of 27. Mostly sunny for Sunday, a high of 40, becoming cloudy overnight. Sunday night, a low of 26. Cloudy on Monday with a high of 48, and rain likely overnight on Monday, a low of 40. And cloudy for your Tuesday, a high of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 19 at WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
24-18, the Alleman lead here at halftime at Don Morris Gymnasium. Individual scoring in the first half for the Pioneers. Jacob Sheldon leads all scorers with 9. And then you want to talk about balance. Ryan Hodge, Colin O'Keefe, and Nathan Graves each have 5. So 4 players accounting for their 24, 9 for 1 and 5 for the other 3. They've had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other players in the game at one point or another, but none of them have scored. For the Silver Streaks, T.J. Pendleton leads away with 8 points, also has 6 rebounds to lead everybody in that category tonight. Jacob Ross has 6. So 14 of the Silver Streaks, 18 points between Pendleton and Ross. DeAndre Morin and Jacob Carl each have 2. No one else for the Silver Streaks has scored. Andrew Anderson or Cornell Dotson off the bench. Jim Lee mentioned before the break how difficult it is for Mark Harden to get involved in the offense in terms of scoring. He hasn't even taken a shot here tonight. That's the kind of clamp-down defense that Alleman has played on the Silver Streaks' primary point guard. Taking a look at other scores, your halftime scoreboard brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Quincy leading Rock Island at the half, 32-17. And looking for a UT Moline score and haven't seen it yet. So we're going to keep looking there. As Alleman's already out on the floor warming back up, the Silver Streaks are heading out there now. So we'll get a word with the Streaks coaching staff here in a moment. In the meantime, hopefully we can get an update on that UT Moline score. Probably don't want an Edwardsville score, I'm guessing. Although that one's popping up on my Twitter feed as well. All right, halftime here. Silver Streaks trailing at the break by six. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance. Here's Jim Lee with Ryan Hart.
All right, just a six-point game at half, but the way they're playing defense, that seems like kind of a battle for us right now.
Well, they're playing very physical defense. They're bumping our cutters. They're over-hedging. They're over-helping, bumping our ball handlers. I mean, they're doing pretty much everything they need to do defensively to keep us at bay right now.
Yeah, when Graves went down with three fouls, was that an opportunity to get some more done inside?
Well, we thought so, but we got to get that dang ball in there. I mean, our guards got to make sure we get a little bit of, more of a comfort level by driving it north and south instead of east and west, and that'll get us a little bit easier lanes to pass the ball in there.
I'm not sure Mark Harden's got a shot off, and we need him to contribute.
He hasn't. When he got taken out there with the second foul, I told him right in front of the student section, he caught the ball. He got 3 steps away. He got to shoot that ball every time.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Thanks to Ryan Hart joining us here at halftime, coming out of the Streaks locker room with Galesburg trailing Alleman 24-18. Did get an update on UT Moline. Bit of a surprise, to say the least. After one quarter, Moline leads the Panthers 27-8. Camp Point Central with a lead over West Prairie. And let's see, Morton has a 15-point lead over Limestone. Of course, that game of note because Galesburg did play Morton earlier this season, lost to them back in December. And Weathersfield with a, or rather Mercer County leading Weathersfield at halftime 27-24, wrapping up the rest of our scores brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. Jim Lee's made his way back up here, so I can't wait to repeat this one for him so he can get an earful on this one. Silver Streaks will have the ball on the second to begin the second half. Harden, Ross, Morin, Pendleton, and Carl. Jim, welcome back. I mentioned this to our listeners. I'll repeat it for your benefit. Moline leads United Township after one quarter, 27-8.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, it wouldn't surprise me going into tonight if Moline had won that game because they, like Alleman, are just getting better every week. But a score like that, no, that's crazy. They still may have to hold on to win, though, if Buchanan gets
right.
Hot.
Silver Streaks is the ball trailing by six. Mark Harden's first shot of the game is an air ball three.
Well, he got the shot, but
Nathan Graves with a rebound underneath as Jacob Carl saved it from going out of bounds. 6-point Alleman lead. Here's the Pioneers' first possession of quarter number three. Barrett on the left side. Up top to Sheldon. Graves in the game. Again playing with those three fouls. Ryan Hodge up top. Again, the balanced scoring of Alleman in the first half with Sheldon leading the way with nine. Seven of those in the first quarter. Three players had five. Morin with a steal out high. Goes for the layup. Got bothered. Two tip backs by the Silver Streaks. They're going to come away with nothing as Alleman goes for it on the floor, but Pendleton comes up with it, gets it to DeAndre, who makes a much tougher shot to the basket. So he forces the turnover, can't hit the layup as Alleman was coming in hard from behind. The Silver Streaks had an offensive tip that wouldn't go, and finally on the third opportunity, they get it. Galesburg down four, and a foul away from the ball. I think it's going to be on Harden guarding Hodge underneath the basket. That's the third of the game on Mark Harden.
Yeah, you know, Mark, he's been amazed at a couple of those foul calls because I know he just feels like he's just getting robbed every time he's the last couple of games. He just gets beat up out there, and then some of the softer fouls he can't believe get called on him.
Lob on the inbound to Sheldon up top, trying to drive on Pendleton. Cutoff leaves it off for Hodge in the lane. Carl over with the block. Rebound Mark Harden, leading the break for the Silver Streaks. Carl down the lane, sidesteps Graves and puts it up with the right hand.
Yeah, Graves was ready to take the charge, had his arms crossed down low, ready to fall, and Carl just slid beside him.
Timeout, Pat Rangel. Minute and a half into the third quarter. Streaks opened very hard in the second half and cut the deficit to two. It's as close as they've been since early in the first quarter.
All right, let's take a look at what we're driving tonight. Thanks to the folks at Galesburg Nissan, as always, for providing our transportation to the Silver Streaks road games, this time in a 2016 Nissan Maxima. We're going zoom, zoom tonight. Big, strong engine on that Maxima, and what a beautiful car, the four-door sports car they always build it as, and it's every bit of that. Nissan also wants to mention that they've got their sales event going on now at Galesburg's dealership under Jeff Klink and Chad Warren and company. 0% for 72 months and no payments for 90 days on the best-selling 2017s. The Sentra, Altima, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, they're all included. 0%, 72 months, no payment, 90 days. Stop by and ask about more. Great deals at Galesburg Nissan.
Graves leans his backside into Jacob Carl, completely clears him out, and then a steal by Carl. Leads a two-on-one, takes it all the way. Too strong on the layup, and Graves comes down with a rebound. Silver Streaks had a chance to tie the game there, still trailing by two. Underneath Sheldon, briefly lost the ball, bats it out. Right corner three, Barrett off the mark. Rebound fought for. I think we're going to get Alleman on a hold over the top of Mark Harden.
Got to.
They call that on Harden?
Oh, for crying out loud. No way.
The kid was riding his back as Mark was chasing down the rebound going toward the sideline, and they called that on Harden.
Wow.
All right. Silver Streaks still trail by two. On the inbound underneath Graves, trying to lean in on Jacob Carl, puts up the shot. And I'm going to call 3 seconds. I'm going to call a travel. Either way, it's a turnover.
All he did was point at the floor. That doesn't tell us much.
I thought he was calling a foul when he was pointing on the floor, saying the foul's on the floor before the shot, which went up and in. But the Streaks get the ball back one way or the other.
Yeah, Alleman can't find the hoop in the early part of the second half. Streaks with a chance to tie right here. We've had a couple of good chances and come up short.
Right side, Carl backs his way in, puts it up over Graves, and the shot rolls off. Andrew Barrett with a rebound. Another chance to tie the game, denied. Alleman with the ball, leading by two, under 5.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Reversal, right side, driving in, Sheldon with a layup. Good execution by O'Keefe, who drew the defense out to the free throw line, and when he got the double team, he just left it off to the cutting Sheldon, who's got 11 now.
Yeah, Carl came over to help out, but just a step late. He couldn't block it. O'Keefe able to get in there and under his hand.
Bad pass nearly stolen away, but DeAndre Morin gets to it. Carl to the right side. Fake by Dotson on the wing. Dribbles left side. Pulls up three off the mark. Streaks still haven't hit one from outside. Alleman with the offensive rebound underneath. P.J. Pendleton saves it as Alleman got rid of the ball falling down. And now a foul from the backside. Andrew Barrett. Looked like Cornell was trying to dribble away, and then he just stopped, and Barrett kind of ran into the backside of him for his first foul. Alleman, 4:47 to go, third quarter, Streaks with the ball. Galesburg has not led since the opening basket of the game. Alleman has led the rest of the way since going up 5-2. Ross in the lane, cut off, reverses it right side. DeAndre open for three. Off the mark. It was on the money, but a little bit long. Barrett with a weak side rebound. Good-looking shot by DeAndre. Just a little bit off, though. Now stepping into a three, Hodge on the other end. That one rims in and out. TJ with his ninth rebound of the game for the Silver Streaks. Crowd wanted that one to go down. Big time. Just wouldn't fall. Alleman one for four to open up the second half with three turnovers. Streaks trying to take advantage of it. Still down four. On the left side, Carl fakes, drives, cut off on the left side of the lane. Out to TJ, drives, lost it on the way up, regains it, banks it up and in.
Just determined to score the ball that time as he crashed across and down the lane, and thank goodness he did because nobody else was making anything happen.
10 for Pendleton to lead the Silver Streaks, one rebound away from yet another double-double with halfway through quarter number three. Streaks down two. Sheldon to the right side, Graves. On the wing, passes it back up top to Barrett. Barrett looks behind him, now starts to dribble up the right side in front of the Alleman bench. Reverses left, leaves it off on the give and go, batted away by Jacob Carl. Fourth Alleman turnover of the half, 11 for the game, and the Silver Streaks with a chance again to tie it or maybe take the lead. Haven't hit a three yet. Moron on the right side, steps inside the arc, cut off there, leaves it off. Carl fakes at the free throw line, drives, and an offensive foul. Yet again drawn by Nathan Graves. That's what, the third one he's drawn tonight?
Yeah, and he He moved up, but then Carl, the classic mistake, put that left hand out there, and Graves pretty good at selling that. Boy, he really flopped back and drew the charge, and a good call by the official. It was a charge.
First turnover on the streaks in the second half. Quincy has now opened up a 22-point lead on Rock Island early third quarter. Here the streaks trail by two, missed another chance to tie it up. Alleman with the ball up 26-24.
Rock Island paying the price for what happened to Quincy here last week.
A drive by Sheldon, can't get the runner down from the right side. Jacob Carl with his fifth rebound. Another chance for the Silver Streaks. They've had multiple opportunities, but just haven't been able to get the ball through the hoop. They've done a good job defensively on Alleman here in the second half. Here's TJ down low, draws a double team. Up top to Nick Fields, who can let one fly from the outside, but he's covered up. Dribbles to the right side, leaves it off in a horrible place for Jacob Ross. Double team right on the sideline, and he dribbles out of bounds trying to get out of it.
Yeah, Fields, I won't say a desperation move, but you haven't seen him much in varsity action, and he's going to sit down now. But I think Coach Reynolds is looking for somebody that can shoot the ball tonight, and he'll look him down the bench. Say, anybody make a shot? Go in there.
Moline with a 20-point lead over UT at halftime. 34-14. They held the Panthers to 14 first half points.
I bet Ryan Weber's pretty animated right now in that UT locker room.
Trey Buchanan torched the Silver Streaks for a career-high 37 last week. Where's he tonight? Streaks down two. Alleman with the ball. 2:15 to go third quarter. 26-24, a low-scoring game here. It's been a defensive battle. Faking right, driving left. Sheldon all the way, gets fouled from the backside. TJ got burned on the drive and did everything he could just to prevent the basket, which he did, but Sheldon will get two free throws here.
Now, for all our hard work, we've outscored Alleman, 6-2 in the period. Just can't seem to cash in very often offensively when we've had this great chance we've given ourselves with good defense.
Sheldon makes the first free throw. He leads Alleman with 12. 12 of their 27. Now, Streaks have held the Pioneers to 3 points thus far through the first nearly 6 minutes of the third quarter, but still trail as he misses the second free throw. And there's TJ's 10th rebound of the game. He's got a double-double. Dotson in front into the midcourt. To the left side, Ross. Jacob at the volleyball line, left corner, dribbles right and tries to work around Sorab Patwal, and a defensive foul called, guarding him too closely with the hips. Patwal with his first. And the second Alleman team foul with under 2 minutes to go third quarter.
Said double-double. I saw Curtis Kilgore, former Silver Streak, out at the Y the other day. I said, you putting up a triple-double on him? He goes, yeah, if I play for a few more hours. That was a great line.
DeAndre Morin across midcourt to the right side. Leaves it off. Cornell for three. That one's well off the mark. And the weak side rebound by Graves. Streaks still without a three-point basket in this game. 0 for 4 in this quarter. 0 for 9 for the game. A minute and a half to go, third quarter. Trailing by three. Up top, Sheldon. Left side under the wing, Patwal. Back up top to Sheldon. To the outside, Hodge. Had O'Keefe cutting back door. They get it down low to Graves. Cut off on the baseline. Skips it out. Sheldon trying to fake. Now drives. Falls down. Travel call.
Yep.
Five turnovers on Alleman in the half. 12 for the game. So nearly as many in this quarter as they had the entire first half.
Yeah, you got to give credit to the Galesburg coaching staff. They really breathe the right life into this team defensively. They have completely shut down what Alleman wants to do in this quarter.
The Silver Streaks offense still trying to find its way. Trailing by three with the ball. Approaching the one-minute mark of the third quarter. Ross on the left side. Up top, DeAndre, soft pass. DeAndre lets the deflection go into the backcourt before he picks it up. Dotson with it now and back into the hands of DeAndre. 50 seconds to go, third quarter. DeAndre drives, leaves it off to Anderson on the right side. Back up top, Morin. Over to Pendleton. Lobs it to the inside, deflected away. Tried to get it to Anderson. Alleman with a steal. And DeAndre going for it to try to get it back. Undercuts O'Keefe and picks up his second foul of the game.
Well, that foul may have saved us a basket, Ashley. They were looking at transition, and we got the whistle back behind the ball.
Quincy now up 26 on Rock Island with 3 minutes to go third quarter. They've held the Rocks just 19 points on their home floor. On the inbound, ooh, Ross nearly stealing it away, but Fatwal gets to it first and brings it into the front court. Down to 37 seconds to go third quarter. Alleman with the ball and a three-point lead. The score is just 6-3 Silver Streaks here in the third quarter, but Galesburg still trails by three. So they've held Alleman, but haven't been able to take advantage of it, struggling on their own offensively. Now Galesburg 2-for-10 shooting the ball in this third quarter. Hodge out high, trying to work on Dotson. Gets it around him, goes to the baseline, draws the defense, gets Cornell to fly into the air, comes down on top of him for the foul.
Yeah, he had help. Jacob Ross was coming over from the front side, maybe going to go for a block, but Cornell hammered him from the back. That's our, you know, saved a layup. It was going to happen, so make him earn it at the free throw line.
11 seconds to go. First foul of the game on Dotson. 16 fouls on the Silver Streaks here in the second half. Just two on the Pioneers. And it sends Hodge to the free throw line. First one up and off the mark. Holloman not helping themselves from the free throw line tonight. They are just three of seven.
Body language. Hodge that time knew as soon as he let it go it was going to be short. He was leaning forward trying to encourage that ball to climb over the front of the rim, but didn't do it.
Clark Hawkins in for the final 11 seconds of the quarter as Hodge makes the second back to a four-point Holloman lead.
The guy was, for all of them, was trying to take the ball out of bounds. That was a new one.
And the Streaks were going to kind of let him at first. Ross across midcourt, stumbles and travels. Got caught up with Holloman. In fact, it might have even looked like his foot got caught on the floor, and he dragged it. So the Streaks miss an opportunity to score at the end of the third quarter, and Holloman gets it back with 4.3 seconds to go, and a four-point lead.
That's funny. Patwal was standing out of bounds holding the ball, and everybody just looking at him, and I don't think it was. I think he was just a little confused. But like you said, all the time ran off the clock, and I don't know that I've seen that before.
Jacob Young in for the Silver Streaks. Fields back in with Dotson, Pendleton, and Anderson for defense here in the final 4 seconds. On the inbound end of the backcourt, Dotson comes over as the ball fed into the front court, bats it out of bounds. 1.1 second remaining, and Holloman will have to inbound in front of its own bench.
Good catch by Holloman coach Pat Rangel. Just leaned back and hauled that in.
Barrett will pull the trigger on the inbound in front of the Holloman bench. Anderson bats it out of bounds. That takes 0.7 seconds off the clock. So Galesburg disrupting Holloman on its final possession, trying to prevent any kind of a good shot. 0.4 seconds remaining. 4-point Holloman lead. Gaurav Patwal will inbound it with Fields guarding him. They line it up at the free throw line. Patwal on the inbound into the corner. The catch and the turn and the shoot and an air ball by Hodge at the end of the third quarter. 28-24, Galesburg takes only 2 points off the halftime deficit. And we go to the fourth quarter with the Streaks trailing by four. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball.
Galesburg Nissan just received Nissan's coveted Award of Excellence. This award recognizes Nissan dealers with outstanding sales volume combined with exceptional customer satisfaction. We're the only Nissan dealer within 150 miles of Galesburg to receive this distinction. Large volume and large selection backed by award-winning hometown service. Galesburg Nissan, Central Illinois and Iowa's only Nissan Award of Excellence dealer. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Local employers are hiring. For all the details, go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs. There you can find job opportunities in manufacturing, marketing, residential assistance, accounting, and more. Don't wait. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. By Arby's. The new Arby's is now open on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Stay connected with local news headlines in your email inbox with the WGIL Morning Brief. It's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Third quarter score was 6-4 in favor of the Silver Streaks. They held Holloman to 4 points, but Galesburg could not even get the game tied. And they trail by four heading into the final quarter here at Holloman. And the Pioneers have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. Here's a three on the way, and it's short. Rebound weak side. DeAndre Morin rips it away. Drives into the front court. Pulls up right wing. Still with a dribble on the right side. Works his way left. Stops at the top of the arc. And leaves it off for Pendleton. Now Ross in front of the Galesburg bench on the wing. Pulls it back up top. Harden to the free throw line. Drives it right side. Good read by Barrett. Saw it coming. Intercepted it. 12th Galesburg turnover.
Holloman at one point was 10 of 15 from the field in the second quarter. Since that time, they're 1 of 10. But we have not been able to, yep, we still just have not been able to get over the top.
Alleman with the ball. Mark Harden back into the game, playing with four fouls. In fact, the five starters are on the floor for the Silver Streaks to begin the fourth quarter here. On the left side, Barrett with it. Fakes right, drives left, down to the baseline. Harden guarding him. We'll keep an eye on that matchup. How often will they try to get it to Barrett with Harden playing with those four fouls? Hodge on the outside backs up. Graves leaves it off for him in the midcourt circle. 6:40 to go for the game. Streaks down four. Alleman with the ball. Up top, Barrett. Right side, O'Keefe in front of the Alleman bench. Hodge, turnaround baseline for the jumper. Swishes it.
Hodge,
high arcing shot.
Yeah. Knowing that he's a little smaller when he gets down in that territory, puts the extra arch on it. Not many guys can do that and make that shot. It was perfect.
Alleman's biggest lead is 8 at 6 right now, early fourth quarter. Harden skips it left side. Ross for 3. Got it. First three-point basket of the game for the Silver Streaks, and it cuts the deficit in half, 30-27, and Mike Reynolds calls timeout. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation tonight. Get up and go, I guess, is the key here, Jim, and our Maxima.
That's right. We'll have the same vehicle tomorrow and try and keep somewhere near the speed limit as we cruise up I-88 going towards St. Charles, St. Charles East tomorrow night. But, yeah, we love the Maxima we're in, and certainly you can stop by and take a look at that once we're done with it this weekend. We got about 21,000 on it. It's a 2016 and just a really, really slick, nice, great performing car. But hey, whatever your favorite is, the Nissan, pick it out now. You can't do any better than this. 0% for 72 months, no payments for 90 days.
Wow.
On not just the Sentra or the Altima, but Maxima, Rogue, Murano even included in that. 0%, 72 months, no payment for 90 days. I don't know how often you have to say that to go, that's a great deal. Stop by and pick one out. They've got plenty in stock, and we'd love to talk to you. Galesburg Nissan, next to the Sandberg Mall on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
6:10 to go in the game here. Alleman with the ball coming out of the Galesburg full timeout. 30-27 Pioneers with a lead and the ball. Left side, Gaurav Patwal dribbles it back out with Harden guarding him. Coming up top for it is O'Keefe. Morin guarding him, fires a long three. That one's short. Rebound T.J. Pendleton.
I think Pat Rangel will be very happy with that shot.
Yeah, didn't run much offense at all. Streaks down three with the ball. Carl just outside the free throw line. Left side, Ross. Galesburg keeps its five starters on the floor here coming out of that full timeout. Carl, left side, Morin on the wing. Reach in and a foul call. That'll be on O'Keefe, his second, but only the third Pioneer team foul here in the second half. So they've got some to give with still 5:33 to play in the game. And the Pioneers leading by 3. Back in comes Sheldon. Barrett sits down for Coach Pat Rangel. Streaks led 2-0. It's been all Alleman since taking a 5-2 lead. They have led the entire game. Looking for their second straight Western Big Six Conference victory after a big win over Quincy last week. The score in this game is the antithesis of that one last week. TJ in double team traffic, weaves his way inside the defenders, gets off a tough shot, and then he and Carl actually negate each other for the rebound.
Yeah, well called. That's exactly what happened. If either one of those guys isn't there, the other one probably gets it and has a putback, but they were both working so hard. Many times you're out there, you don't realize it's your teammate.
Cutting down the right side of the lane, Graves with the basket and a foul. He just went right past Jacob Carl on the right side. Count the basket and one, first of the game on Carl. Streaks battle so hard to get back close. And now Graves to the free throw line with his first basket of the second half and a chance to make it a three-point play. 5-point lead, 5:03 to go. It's now a 6-point lead. 33-27. Streaks still close, but just haven't been able to put together any kind of a run to get the game tied, let alone take the lead. Trailing by 6 here. Morin on the left side. Drives past O'Keefe. Foul in the lane, not called. DeAndre misses the pull-up right-handed shot. Graves with a rebound.
O'Keefe went down, Graves went down trying to draw another foul, but they just wouldn't call him that time.
4:35 to go in the game. Alleman with the ball on a 6-point lead. Hodge to O'Keefe out high. TJ backs off, now shoots over him from 18 feet and hits.
We've had our chances and not taken advantage of them, and now find ourselves, that's our biggest deficit of the night, isn't it?
Matches it. Streaks trailed by 8 in the first half. Now down 8 with 4:14 to go in the game. Harden splits the defenders, drives down the lane with a basket and a foul, and Mark with a chance at a three-point play, his first points of the night.
Some of the Alleman fans wanted to travel. I can get that, but I think there was just a little contact about halfway to the basket that negated that, and so they let Harden finish the play, and he got the and one.
First foul on Ryan Hodge, fourth team foul on Alleman. Only Harden's second shot attempt of the game. He misses the free throw. Carl tips the rebound, and Harden there trying to go for it gets fouled from the backside, and that'll be on Guarov Patwal, but only the fifth Alleman team foul. Silver Streaks will inbound it, but they keep possession. Give Jacob Carl credit with that long reach, keeping that rebound alive. On the inbound, Ross into the corner, Pendleton. Right elbow, Morin. Back to Harden. Right corner three. Got it! And the Streaks, just like that, are within three at 35-32. Back-to-back baskets by Harden.
A five-point trip down the court that time, all by Mark Harden. And here we are back to a three-point game.
Certainly a days out about a crunch time moment.
I guess.
But the Streaks still trail by three. Alleman with the ball halfway through quarter number four. In the lane, O'Keefe. Double team gets it out just out of the outstretched reach of Ross. Hodge backs up toward half court, 3:40 to go. Sophomores lost by one. This game equally tight here. On the right side, O'Keefe trying to go around Morin. DeAndre trying to draw the charge, picks up a block instead.
Yep.
And that'll put O'Keefe at the line, shooting a 1-1.
Yep, Morin sliding those feet, but moving all the time and impeding the guy on his way to the basket, draws the foul.
Third foul of the game, DeAndre Morin. 18 fouls on the Silver Streaks. O'Keefe to the line for a 1-1. Left-hander fires it up and in. Four-point Alleman lead. He's got three in the quarter, eight for the game. 36-32 Pioneers. Quincy has now doubled up Rock Island. Misses the second one. Pendleton with his 12th rebound. Streaks down four. Hanging around. You need an offensive burst here in the fourth quarter. Harden down the lane. Right-handed floater drops through. Seven in a row by Harden, and the Streaks call a 30-second timeout. Down two.
And O'Keefe went down looking for the charge. Didn't get it. Harden let that ball go before the contact. And so Harden single-handedly keeping Gelsberg in this game.
Seven of the Streaks, 10 here in the fourth quarter. Again, Harden without a shot in the first half. Playing much of the night in foul trouble, he's got four. Had 1 3-point attempt in the third quarter, but he's made all three of his shots in the fourth quarter, and Gelsberg trails by two. Rock Island trailing Quincy 51-26.
Yeah, that's shocking that it would be that big of a blowout. And again, Rock Island, we saw them kind of fall apart down at our shootout on Saturday
The
second half of that game against Providence and seemed a little lost, and they've just continued that on into this conference game at home. Sure, the fans of the Rock Garden probably not very happy with developments there. And obviously the fans of United Township shocked by what's happening to their Panthers against the Maroons.
Yeah, 40-20, Moline with the lead there. Alleman with the ball here in a two-point lead approaching the three-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Up top, Sheldon puts the ball on the floor. Now to the outside, Graves, just outside the high post.
If we could win here, it could be a rare night in the conference where all three home teams lose. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, that's right. On the left side, Barrett with it, guarded by Harden. Now backs up at the volleyball line into the hand of Graves, out high. Graves down low, trying the up and under over Carl, forces him into a bad shot, but the offensive rebound, Alleman, batted out by Carl. And again, another opportunity for the Pioneers who call timeout as the ball found its way to Graves. Full timeout, Pioneers, just over 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Streaks trail by two. You're listening to Gelsberg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Whoever came up with the phrase jack of all trades, master of none, clearly didn't know the guys at Courtright Construction of Oneida. See, they only do things they're really good at, and they do it all. See the proof you need at CourtrightConstruction.com, and then give them a call for your free estimate. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
GHS Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, by Attorney Robert Lindstrom in the bodybuilding in downtown Gelsberg, and by Templeton Roofing, Gelsberg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
WGIL congratulates Jackie Brown of Gelsberg, who won $30 when she was spotted wearing the WGIL button. To find out where to pick up your button, go online to WGIL.com.
2:38 to go, fourth quarter. Here at Don Morris Gym, Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Cody McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Alleman with the ball and a two-point lead, leading 36-34, coming out of a full Pioneer timeout. Hodge, up top, O'Keefe comes out for it. Barrett with it on the right side in front of the Alleman bench. Now Graves with it, comes out for it at the volleyball line. Streak sagging everything inside the three-point arc, so Hodge comes out into the midcourt circle, drawing Ross out defensively. To the right side, Patrick Schmidt, or rather Barrett with it. Now up top, Sheldon. Pendleton backs off him at the arc. Now to the left corner it goes. Bounce pass on the give and go. Good feed to the right side, but a miss. And the rebound chased down by Pendleton.
They did everything perfectly except make the shot, and the Streaks have a shot to tie.
Under 2 minutes to go, 36-34. Ross left wing. Up top, Harden.
Hit it, Mark.
Left
hit it, Mark.
Alone.
Hit it, Mark.
Three. Yes! Goes through. Hit the front of the rim. Kissed off the backboard. Streaks with their first lead since being up 2-0. Harden with 10 straight in the fourth quarter. Minute 35 to go. Left side, O'Keefe driving past the defenders, blocked by the Silver Streaks. T.J. Pendleton with a rebound and a reach-in foul. And now a little extracurricular after the whistle as he got tangled up with O'Keefe. That's a sixth Alleman team foul. Streaks will have to take it the length of the court.
Well, outstanding, and I appreciate the officials not calling a foul on that. Everything would tell you with them right in front of the Alleman student body, they're yelling for a foul, but I didn't see one there.
I neither.
And the Streaks with a nice job getting the rebound and covering up. And this game's been aggressive all the way through, and it's not going to let up any in the last 1:31 here as the Streaks with the ball and a one-point lead.
Inbound goes to Harden, who will walk it across midcourt. Third foul on Colin O'Keefe. Next one puts the Streaks into the bonus. 18 fouls on Galesburg. Carl comes out high. Left side, Morin with it on the wing. Leans in on the dribble, gets it to Carl at the free throw line. Pounds the ball to the floor, so now Mike Reynolds calls timeout as the offense looked a little uncertain there. Yep. Minute 12 to go, fourth quarter, and a full timeout.
Yep, good to get a plan in place here. You've got the ball. You've got that much needed lead that we've worked so hard for all night to get. And, you know, this is one you got to get. You've come back. You've worked so hard defensively to keep yourself in the game. You finally found somebody with a hot hand in Mark Harden. You got the lead and the ball. And, granted, there's still a little under a minute and a half to play in this one, so a number of possessions yet, but at least you're right there. If you play well down the stretch, if you get out of here with a win on the road, it would be an awfully good win for this team.
37-36 lead, first for the Silver Streaks since being up 2-0, and a full timeout by Galesburg with a minute 12 to go in the game. Mark Harden with 10 straight points, again only one shot through three quarters. And now four straight baskets, two threes and two twos. And a 37-36 Galesburg lead with the ball coming out of a full timeout. One timeout remaining for the Silver Streaks. Alleman has used just two timeouts. Streaks have 18 fouls. Alleman six, and the possession arrow favors Galesburg. Streaks have not substituted in the fourth quarter. Their five starters have played the entire 6 minutes, 48 seconds, including Harden, who's playing with four fouls and has 10 points in the quarter. The inbound from Ross right of the basket gets it into Pendleton in the corner. High post, Carl gets it out to Harden at the volleyball line as we wind down to a minute to go of a one-point Galesburg lead. DeAndre Morin dribbles out of traffic, drives left side, Harden from the baseline, good again! From just inside the arc, the Streaks lead by three, 39-36.
Game to remember for Mark Harden, all the Streaks offense here in the fourth quarter, and a timeout, Alleman.
12 straight points by Mark Harden, who comes into the game averaging 7.5 a game. He's coming off matching his career high last Saturday with 15.
Well, and I look back to the first meeting between these teams. Our Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game, Mark Harden Jr. And if he isn't tonight, somebody's going to have to do something pretty special here in the last minute of this one, because he is obviously rode to the rescue.
Again, playing with four fouls. And now all the Silver Streaks are doing everything they can just to find him. Nobody else is even looking for a shot, and why not?
And I'm sure Alleman fans going, how did he get alone on the baseline? He's the one that's killing us, but that's when you run your offense well. What Alleman did, they double-teamed on Morin out here trying to get the steal, and once DeAndre got around them, we had a three-on-two. One of those guys on the baseline was Harden, and he wasn't shy to put it up.
gives Galesburg its biggest lead of the game, 39-36. Galesburg trailed 35-27. Their biggest deficit of the game has been 8. They were down 8 at 35-27. That's when Harden has taken over, outscoring Alleman 12-1 by himself. And the Silver Streaks' lead is 3. 50 seconds to go. Alleman coming out of a full timeout. On the inbound down in front of us in the half court, going into the backcourt, Hodge now brings it across the timeline. Up top, O'Keefe, and we got a foul away from the ball. DeAndre Morin fighting through a screen. Graves flopped down again, and he does it successfully. Fourth foul of the game on Morin. That'll put Graves at the line for a 1-1. 9 team fouls on the Silver Streaks, 45 seconds to go.
Yeah, and I think that definitely was a flop. Sometimes you take a hard charge, I get it, but Graves is on the floor a lot for a guy that's built pretty well at 6'5", especially when a guard brushes by him and he falls down, but he's getting free throws.
1-1, up and in. Alleman down 2 now.
That was a fortunate call for the Pioneers because the Streaks with a stop really had the hammer in this game, and Alleman gets to stop the clock and shoot free throws on what's a bit of a phantom foul.
He's 3-for-4 from the line on the night. 4 points in the quarter, 9 for the game. Second one is short, but the rebound, O'Keefe had a hand on it, but he couldn't control, and it goes to DeAndre Morin. So a break for the Silver Streaks. Leading by 2 with the ball, 35 seconds to go. Ross in the dribble, out to Morin. Here comes the trap, double team. DeAndre leans in, gets it to TJ. Driving in right side, and a reach-in foul on Gaurav Patwal. Driving in from the right side. Good foul by Patwal. Otherwise, that was money for TJ. Instead, he'll have to get it at the free throw line with the Streaks leading by 2 and 28 seconds left.
Yeah, and some might say, why didn't we just continue to work clock? No, you get that advantage, one-on-one TJ right there, you take it to the basket because you're right, that would have been an easy 2 points for Pendleton. As it is, he's got a couple of free throws here.
He's got 10 in the game. Hasn't shot a free throw tonight. Leading by 2, first one up and off the back iron.
No. He's out in the act of shooting there, guys.
Yep. Streaks knew it. Alleman did not. Was going for the rebound and trying to get it up into the front court, so the officials had to stop him. Pendleton gets a second. TJ, leading free throw attempts on the season for the Silver Streaks. This will be number 109. He's 72% from the season, but he missed the first one. Streaks leading by 2. He'd love to knock down the second one, make it a 3-point game with 28 seconds left, and force some strategy by Pat Rangel. Do you just go for a quick two, or certainly I wouldn't think they'd hold for the final shot and go for 3.
Yeah, probably take what you can get. So
Pendleton to the line. He's got to make the second one, though, to make it a 3-point game. Eyes it, shoots it, and it's off the back iron, but the rebound, DeAndre Morin, who covers up and holds it and waits till he's fouled with 26 seconds to go. So yeah. The Streaks trade one of their best free throw shooters for one of their more inconsistent ones now with DeAndre Morin.
Yeah, Morin unfortunate there. Good job getting the rebound, but he just covered it up like there was 2 seconds left. Well, there's 26 seconds left, and they got the foul call, but if they don't foul him, he's in trouble because he's got two guys and he's doubled up with the ball. He wasn't looking to get it out, so we got a break there.
DeAndre 57% in the season, 27-47. First one up and in.
No way.
It's almost like DeAndre wanted to be fouled. It's like he wanted to go to the free throw line, kind of. Big free throw there for DeAndre. He's got 5 in the game. 3-point Galesburg lead, so he gets one at least with Pendleton missing both of his, and now the officials don't let DeAndre shoot the free throw. They've got some conversation going on at the scoring table. Pat Rangel wanted to substitute, but I think the officials are not going to say they're not going to allow the substitution. So Will Mim is going to come back in, and Jacob Sheldon will have to sit back down. So he'll have to go to the scoring table and wait. 26.3 seconds to go. 40-37 is the Galesburg lead. Improbably. But their defense has been fantastic tonight, giving their offense a chance. DeAndre makes them both. Big free throws. Galesburg by 4. Biggest lead of the night. 25 seconds to go. Quickly into the front court. Running a weave up top. Left side deflected by Morin. Right back to O'Keefe. Into the left corner for 3, but it's in and out. Weak side rebound, Hodge. 15 seconds to go. Graves drives and a block. He got past Jacob Carr, who I think is going to get the foul from the backside. They deny the basket at least. Actually, they called it on T.J. Pendleton. His second, so it stops the clock with 11 and a half seconds to go.
Yeah. A decent foul, though. You don't want to just give Graves a layup there. Forcing to earn 2 at the line, the best he can do, with 11:05 left and now another timeout on the court.
Full timeout by the Pioneers, 11 and a half seconds remaining.
I was afraid that 3, and that was going to be a gift because that ball got away nearly able to create a turnover, and then it ends up in the corner for a wide-open shooter who is just a little bit off the mark. Alvin able to keep alive with the hard-working Graves inside, who will be the free-throw shooter. It's interesting here at Alvin that I've seen a couple of places immediately when there's a timeout, the scoreboards start counting down from 30 or from 60.
Yep.
It's nice, but if you haven't looked up recently to see how much time is left, you're thinking, how much is left? And until the timeout is done, they don't put that back up on the board.
But there is 11.5 seconds remaining. When we come out after the 10th team foul, Nathan Graves will be shooting two free throws. Certainly to get it back to a one-possession game at the least, and get it back to a two-point game if he can make them both.
This officiating crew is one of the tallest I've seen. One guy is at least 6'7", maybe 6'8". The other one would be 6'6", and standing over here by Graves right now.
Graves is 6'5".
Yeah, you don't usually see two that are that tall on the same crew, so they obviously have played a little ball in their day.
Two free throws coming, 41-37 Galesburg. Graves to the free throw line, 3 for 5 on the night, makes the first one. Silver Streak's lead is 3, 41-38. Graves with 5 in the quarter, 10 for the game.
Guessing Alleman will foul immediately once the Streaks get the ball inbound.
Second one up off the back iron. Rebound Pendleton. Just holds it.
Nice.
And they foul him with 10.2 seconds to go.
But we're not in the double bonus, so we'll go down to a 1-1.
Yep.
TJ could probably lock it up if he just makes one free throw here with 10 seconds left.
Well, better be the first one or there will be a second one.
Yeah, good point.
So again, as Jim said, only the 9th team foul on Alleman, so TJ guaranteed only one here, and he missed two a moment ago. 10.2 seconds remaining, Galesburg by 3. TJ to the line. Eyes the ball, takes a deep breath, exhales, spins it in his hand, puts the first one up and in, streaks by 4. Huge free throw.
Well, thank goodness Jacob Ross regained his balance. He nearly fell into the lane battling Graves for position over there.
And
that would have been a disaster.
That, of course, would have been a lane violation. So now TJ, if he can hit the second one, can really help the Streaks be a little more comfortable with 10.2 seconds remaining. He eyes it. He shoots it. And he crosses the line going for the rebound. It goes to Ryan Hodge. But the Silver Streaks can just back off. Here's a three from the left side. Missed it. DeAndre Morin with a weak side rebound. And he's fouled with 1.6 seconds remaining. And Mike Reynolds gives a hard high five to Ryan Hart. Might have injured his hand. He is so fired up to come out of this game with what's going to be an almost improbable victory.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Alleman fans having to wonder what the heck happened. Their team just couldn't get anything done offensively down the stretch after they were red hot in the first quarter and a half of this game, going 10 of 15. And this time around, the Silver Streaks able to seal on defense, get the rebounds when they needed, hit just enough free throws to keep the Pioneers at bay. Going to get out of here with a win, and this is a good one. This is a good one tonight.
Clark Hawkins going to come in. Jacob Ross will sit down. Big smile on Clark's face. Good reception from Mike Reynolds to Ross coming to the sideline. I thought maybe they'd take Mark Harden out with that Galesburg crowd sitting over there. As Morin makes the first free throw, DeAndre's been big with free throws down the stretch. Once again, Galesburg trailed by 8, 35-27. Since that point, they have outscored Alleman 17-3. Led by Mark Harden. Let's just call it. Our day is on about a crunch time player of the game.
I don't think we have to sit and discuss that one very long.
Morin and TJ hit some big free throws down the stretch, but were it not for 12 straight points from Mark Harden, Streaks would not have been in any position to win this game, which they do by their biggest lead of the game, the final margin, 44-38. And Galesburg improves to 15-11, snaps their four-game Western Big Six Conference losing streak, and they are now 2-5 in the conference, heading up to St. Charles East tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know, throughout this game, we were just saying, could somebody please make a few shots? We're playing good enough defense. We're working hard enough to win this game, but we can't make any shots. Well, the guy that finally rose up was clearly our best shooter from the perimeter, Mark Harden Jr. He couldn't even get a shot off in the first half.
Nope.
And then if you remember, he took the first shot of the second half at an air ball, and at that point could have said, oh, this just isn't my night, but it was his night down the stretch.
5 for 5 in the fourth quarter, 3 twos, 2 threes. 12 consecutive points for the Silver Streaks when they trailed 35-27. He single-handedly put them up by three, 39-36. Alleman had one free throw during that stretch, and the Streaks end up winning it by six, thanks to four free throws from DeAndre Morin down the stretch. Lots to talk about in our postgame when we come back, including a word with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. Maybe we'll even try to track down Mark. He's definitely worth some airtime tonight. Galesburg wins at 44-38. Postgame coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. And by Cordright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg Sports.
Is that what you hear from your drains? If it is, there could be a problem with your sewer that's about to cause you a big headache and one heck of a mess. Call my office at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating to come out and inspect your sewer so you can avoid that untimely sewer backup. We'll send our camera down to identify any problems you are having with your sewer and give you an estimate on what it's going to take to make that problem go away. Stop that gurgling today with a call to Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
We helped the bridal party decorate the van. We drove the newlyweds through town blasting our horn. Being part of a wedding celebration was definitely a first for the handyman. We were contacted by the mother of the groom, and she explained that her son used a mobility device to get around. She said her son and his new bride needed transportation to the reception and wondered if we could help. Absolutely. And after partying with family and friends, Handyvan picked the newlyweds up and took them to their final destination to begin their new life together. Handyvan, helping you live independently.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Win $100 for a local charity by nominating them for Hometown Hundreds, a weekly drawing courtesy of F&M Bank and Galesburg.info. Recent winners include St. Vincent de Paul, the First Lutheran Food Pantry, and Feed My Lambs in Abingdon. To nominate your favorite, go to Galesburg.info, keyword hundreds.
The official WGIO forecast, partly cloudy for the rest of tonight, a low of 13. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, the high of 36, becoming partly cloudy overnight tomorrow night, a low of 27. Mostly sunny for Sunday, a high of 40, becoming cloudy overnight Sunday night, a low of 26. Cloudy on Monday with a high of 48, and rain likely overnight on Monday, a low of 40. And cloudy for your Tuesday, a high of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 19 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks win it, 44-38. They come from 8 points down. A 12-1 run by the Silver Streaks gave Galesburg the lead at 39-36, a lead that the Streaks never surrendered. And that 12-1 run wasn't by Galesburg. It was by Mark Harton. Five consecutive baskets, 12 straight points, a couple of three-pointers, a couple of twos. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game was lights out in the fourth quarter and did it all without picking up his fifth foul of the game. And thank goodness for that, because I don't know where the points were going to come from without him here tonight. My goodness.
Yeah, it was a remarkable finish, and really we didn't see it coming. It was just one of those games where you felt like we're going to fought our tails off, only to walk out of here with a 4 or 5 point loss because we just can't shoot it well enough. And without Harden, honestly, that's probably what would have happened. But You know, he just gave us the life. And then, you know, when a few shots go down, everybody else seems to have a little extra life, a little more spring in their step. And I thought, especially with Morin and Pendleton on the boards, some key rebounds. And, you know, it takes Alleman to miss some shots. But they weren't getting many wide open looks like they had in the first half. The one deep ball in the corner here could have gone down. That was the one that was off a deflection. But when that didn't go, that was where I felt like, you know, maybe we are going to win this game after all if they can't even hit that when it's right in front of their student body.
So the Silver Streaks were 0 for 9 going into that fourth quarter from three-point range, and they made all three of their three-point attempts. Alleman, meanwhile, which knocked down 11 threes in the victory over Quincy, the big upset victory, was 0 for 7 in the third and fourth quarters from behind the arc. So Galesburg wins it 44-38. Jim Lee is heading down to get a word with our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game because we're going to be waiting a little bit on head coach Mike Reynolds. So Jim is heading that direction. Let's go ahead and run through some team numbers first. Jim and I compared. Oh, wait, he might get Mark here real quickly. I don't want to start the team numbers and then have to turn around and interrupt. Galesburg sophomores lost 54-53 in a heartbreaker. Had the lead late. Alleman got a couple of free throws with just over 2 seconds remaining. And the Silver Streak sophomores lost 54-53, but the varsity with a huge victory. 24 points through the third quarter, picked up 20 in the fourth quarter. 12 of those again by Mark Harden, who Jim Lee is with now. Let's hear from the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Mark Harden, you come out of the locker room, you get the press all around. That means you've done pretty well. Tell us about that fourth quarter, one of the best of your life.
I think so. It was big for us. We knew that they were pumped, and you wanted to come out and make sure we got the win.
It's a testament to never quitting. You had four fouls, several of them really tough calls on you in this ball game. You only got, you had no shots in the first half, airballed your first one in the second half. But then here you stepped up and hit big shot after big shot. Do you think you could have the confidence to do this years ago, or is this something as a senior you've developed?
Probably a little bit of both. I knew my shot. I didn't hit the first one, but I knew it'd come eventually.
Were you nervous at all with all the Alleman crowd here and the kids yelling? It's a tough place to play, but you just stepped up and drilled them.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't hear at all. I was just focused on the court.
You're in a zone, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
How about with the four fouls? Were you playing any differently or the way you always play?
On defense, I wasn't playing my dude as tight. I took a step off.
The final, one of your final shots there along the baseline, DeAndre curled around down the middle, got a 3-on-2. There you were, wide open. Did you ever have any thoughts of pulling that ball out? But since you were on a roll, you just let it fly, huh?
Yeah, I felt like I was open and I took it.
All right, well, congratulations on a great job. 12 points in a row in that stretch. Our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Mark Harden, thanks.
Thank you.
He's our leader.
Silver Streaks win it here tonight, 44-38, from their leader, Mark Harden, and it certainly made a difference having him on the floor at the point when he was sitting out much of that third quarter because of the four fouls. Take a break. We'll talk with head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back, run through some final statistics as well. Galesburg wins it 44-38. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back in the day, you'd go in, sit down, they'd measure your foot and start bringing the boxes. That was shoe shopping. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee still does that. They boast the brands you know you love. Sass, Sperry, Timberland, Merrell, Skecher, Rockport, Dansko, and Clogs, and the service that died out at most places 20 years ago. And Breedlove's offered 10% off all men's and women's shoes every single day. When it's time for new kicks, it's got to be the old-fashioned shoe shop at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Welcome, everyone. Let's go ahead with roll call. Kevin Yates.
Here.
Margaret Hansen.
Present.
Pterodactyl?
Here.
You can't always choose your name, but you can choose your favorites with McDonald's McPick 2 menu. Mix and match two of your favorites with McPick 2 for $3. Choose from six-piece chicken McNuggets, double cheeseburger, sausage McGriddles, or medium fry. Any two for just $3. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer. See store for details.
You never know where the button spotter will be. Win up to $500 just by wearing the new blue WGIL button. Pick one up today at one of our participating sponsors listed online at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks rally back from eight down in the fourth quarter, win it by six, 44-38 here at Alleman. Jim Lee is with head coach Mike Reynolds for our post-game coaches interview, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
And a happy head coach, and as well you should be. This team played so well defensively in that second half, but for most of it we thought they're going to have played valiantly but just can't put the ball in the basket on the other end, and then all of a sudden Mark Harden and company came to life.
Well, we got to keep fighting. That's who we are. You know, grind, 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 grind. I told our guys in the pregame, 32 minutes, 36 minutes, 40 minutes, we got to just keep playing. And we can't let offense dictate how we play defensively, and we've done that sometimes this year. And we don't want to do that anymore. We want to just keep fighting. And if we would have given in defensively and got down 10 or 12 or 13, we'd have been in trouble. And I know we got down double digits the first half, and we just kept fighting like crazy. And you know, it was a raucous environment, a great environment for a Big Six game. And Allman's game, they're playing pretty well. And we were able to take away their three-point shooting, I thought. And, you know, you hold teams under 50 points and under 40 points. Right? I think he got a pretty good shot.
We talked about, obviously, Mark doing what he did offensively in the fourth quarter, but what difference, how big of a difference was it just having him back out there, even playing with those four fouls and playing the point for you?
Well, he's solid. He's smart. And, you know, I think what you saw in that last 3 minutes of five guys that were tired of losing. And that's our motto. You know, enough's enough some point. You got to get locked in and you got to play. And, you know, people will say or write or say lots of things about us. Okay, and people will think lots of things about us, but we know who we are. We're a group of fighters, and we got to fight like crazy. And I thought our toughness showed through that. Those five guys at the end, the four seniors and Carl, who were all in practice last year. You know, I told them with 3 minutes to go, I said, "You got to show your toughness right here." And I don't think they hardly had a field goal after that. You know, I think they had a couple free throws, but we were able to contest every shot right to the final horn, and. Figured out TJ and Carl dominated inside. Carl did a heck of a job walling up Graves, and TJ was able to make enough shots, and it was good.
The guards for Alleman, O'Keefe and Hodge, did hurt us some in that first half. Had some good looks. Second half, they were challenged to get any shot off. Did you change anything up or just play harder?
No, I don't even know if we played harder. I think O'Keefe's really good looking. The first half was off a turnover. Hodge got a couple on. You know, he does a lot of moving. He's curling around. I think we lost him a couple times. Just like Carl lost Graves the one time. I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, you're playing 32 minutes. You're not going to be able to play perfect defensively. But I think what we did is we never gave in, and we tried to challenge every single shot. And if you make people shoot over challenges, you got a heck of a shot to win.
As Jim mentioned a little bit ago, your defense had been terrific. You held them to 4 points in the third quarter. What was the mentality of the kids in that third quarter going into the fourth quarter? Because you'd locked them down, and we're still down four going into that fourth. We just couldn't ever get the game tied or take the lead.
Hold them to another four is what I told them.
Yeah.
Just keep them under 10 points. We can make a shot or two. We're going to make a shot or two. You know, Ross hit that big one in the third quarter. TJ hit a couple. Then Mark shook loose, and he got some wide-open looks because of how well TJ and Carl had played inside and how much they had to – respect those two guys. That's why he's wide open. You know, they know he can shoot, but they got to pick their poison, and they picked it, and Mark was able to hit it.
So you've got a long road trip tomorrow. How much easier does this make that trip?
Well, win number 15 feels a lot better. It's been a week or week and a half or so, but it was a lot of fun here. It was a lot of fun to show our toughness, we're playing with house money. We roll up there tomorrow. We know they're really good, and we're just going to lay everything on the line. We're going to have to throw a couple different guys in there because, you know, it's like last Saturday. Our guys were just dead tired, and you can't ride a tired horse forever. So we're going to have to throw a couple other guys in there and see what they got.
Sounds good, Coach. Congrats. A nice win.
All right, thank you.
Yep, nice win indeed. 44-38, rallying from eight down in the fourth quarter. Again, the Silver Streaks had only 24 points to the third quarter, and they got 20 in the fourth quarter and won it by six. Let's take a timeout. We'll look at our final stats when we come back. For Silver Streaks post-game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
You've got ideas. Now you need someone you can trust to implement them. Mad Craftsman with tons of experience and pictures to prove it. Meet Courtright Construction of Oneida. A new kitchen or a new house, these perfectionists will blow you away. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com.
Silver Streaks Boys Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg. By Arby's. The new Arby's is now open on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Galesburg now 15-11 on the season, snapping a three-game losing streak. Alleman drops to 12-11 overall. And 1-7 in the Western Big Six. Silver Streaks improve to 2-5. Our post-game statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Team numbers, Jim Lee.
Both teams shot 40% right on the money. Alleman does it on 14 of 35 from the field. Silver Streaks do it on 16 of 40. Rebounding, Galesburg, advantage almost 3-2, 30-21 on the boards for the Silver Streaks, especially late, came up big time and time again, especially Pendleton and Morin on the glass there for the Streaks late. And both teams, 12 turnovers on the night. Interestingly, in that tight fourth quarter, only one turnover in the whole quarter. Galesburg had one of those, and I want to think that might have been an offensive foul, not a ball-handling mistake. So just a really, really good high school basketball game here, and enhanced by the fact the Silver Streaks were able to overcome the deficit and win it.
No doubt. Three-point shooting. Jim, you were heading down to talk to Mark, so I'll mention this again. Alleman finished 2 of 13 from three-point range. Again, they knocked down 11
against
last
Quincy.
Week,
yeah.
And beat Quincy. In the second half tonight, they were 0 for 7 from three-point range. The Silver Streaks, through three quarters, were 0 for 9 from three-point range. In the fourth quarter, 3 out of 3.
Yeah.
Including two from Mark Hart.
Sure. Well, and so we've played Alleman twice this year and held them to, 32 points in the first meeting.
And 70 total.
38 here, yeah. And not that we were a polished machine on offense, but got what we had to have down the stretch. And this is one you remember for a while. This was a team that Alleman had been playing much better. Silver Streaks, honestly, hadn't been playing very well here of late and could have just packed it in after the half or three quarters and said, well, we don't have it. And,
yep.
And as Mike said, I thought he was very accurate. They got tired of losing, and I think he was able to, I give a lot of credit to him. I think he breathed a lot of life into these guys and forced them to believe in themselves down the stretch, and they got the job done.
Yeah, we'll remember it for a while. Mark Harden will remember it forever.
Yeah, well, I hope so. He should. In talking to him, it just seemed like another basket. He's so soft-spoken. But yeah, I think when he puts his head on the pillow tonight, he's got to be pretty satisfied with how this game went.
Free throw shooting, Alleman 8 of 15. Silver Streaks 9 out of 13, just 5 of 9 in the fourth quarter, though. Individual scoring, Alleman had two players in double figures. Jacob Sheldon led the way with 12. Again, he made his first four shots of the game. He didn't miss in the first half. He had 9 points. He took only two shots the entire second half and none in the fourth quarter. Again, testament to what the Silver Streaks did defensively. Nathan Gray has finished with 10 tonight. He was also the leading rebounder for Alleman with 8. But that wasn't the leading rebounder in the game, though. Oh, good. Loud music. Great.
That's how they get everybody out of the gym. They blow our ears out.
I think that's the idea. Ryan Hodge, Colin O'Keefe each had 8, and that accounts for the Alleman scoring. Those four players combined for their 38. For the Silver Streaks, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Mark Harden, 12 points, all in the fourth quarter. T.J. Pendleton had a double-double, 11 points, 14 rebounds. Jacob Ross had 9. DeAndre Morin had 8, including 4 big free throws in the fourth quarter. Jacob Carl had 4. Andrew Anderson, Jacob Young, Clark Hawkins, Cornell Dotson all played. So did Nick Fields. None of them scored. So all 44 points from the starters tonight as Galesburg rallies for a 44-38 win here at Alleman. And just to kind of finish the rest of the Western Big Six, haven't seen any more scoring updates, but the last ones I saw, Quincy was still routing Rock Island. There was no comeback in that game for the Rocks. It was going to happen. And the last I saw Oh, yeah, Quincy did win it. No surprise there, given how much they were throttling the Rocks. And the last I saw, Moline still led UT by 15 with about 2 minutes to go in that one. So
as pretty amazing. Say, Moline punched him in the mouth in the first quarter, and that was enough.
They never got up.
Yeah, so, this conference, many times we say on any given night, but I think as this year has gone on with what's happened tonight, anything can happen the last couple of weeks because Moline has obviously gotten a lot better. Probably should have beaten Rock Island last week.
Right, that's right.
And Alleman, even though they struggled here late, is dangerous now. They're a solid team. Silver Streaks able to get their confidence back with this one. And when Rock Island, again, when they lost Lacey Watson, that really opened up the conference. I'm not sure if they have him playing at a high level. They might not still win the league, but without him, they're looking for some identity right now. I think Tom Siegel, after tonight, has a little job to pick that team back up.
Yep, for sure. Meanwhile, the Silver Streaks get a pick-me-up coming out of here with a six-point win. And as we said, they'll go to St. Charles East tomorrow. We should mention lots more basketball. Gillsburg girls will be at Sterling. Tom and Eric will have that. What was that? The 1:30 tip-off, is that right?
Yep.
So 1:10 pregame there-ish, if everything's running on time. And then the boys' game is going to be earlier. So we'll have Gillsburg girls, and we'll have the Fighting Illini against Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
And then the Gillsburg boys' game is an early start. Typically, obviously, at home, it's a 7:30 start, 7:06 pregame. But we're looking at maybe 6 o'clock tomorrow for the tip-off if the sophomore game. And the freshmen will play up there as well. So the whole program's going up there. So our pregame, if everything's running on time, will be 5:40. So don't tune in at 7:30 thinking you're going to catch the game. It might be over by then.
Yeah, it's even a half hour earlier than many of our Saturday games. We've done 6:30, but this one's 6 o'clock, the scheduled start tomorrow. Hopefully everything will go on time, and we'll get our relay of equipment from Tom and Eric and Sterling and be up there and all set up and ready to roll for what we hope to be a Silver Streak sweep on the weekend.
Thanks to Cody McIntyre, our broadcast engineer. Thanks to you for being with us as well. And hope you enjoyed this Gillsburg comeback in the fourth quarter. Down 8, winning by 6, 44-38 at Alleman. For Cody McIntyre, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Until tomorrow from St. Charles East, good night from Rock Island.
Thanks for listening to Gillsburg High School Boys Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Gillsburg Sports.